Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream, connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show, change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. It's the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Hour number 3 of a 3-hour show. We got Trolling and Rolling with Martin Weiss at the bottom of the hour. And Rob, we haven't even mentioned it. Today is a Trash Talking Tuesday.
It certainly is.
Yes, you'll be able to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports in the last segment of the show. You can call in about 30, 35 minutes. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Who'd you trash? I'm guessing Josh Donaldson.
Bingo, yes, sir. Yeah. Josh Donaldson, and we're going to talk about it. Aaron Judge, Chris, I think we talked about this when we talked about Josh Donaldson and the reaction of his teammates towards him. I think that says a lot, don't you think?
Let's hear. Speaking of Aaron Judge, you brought it up. Here he is. Let's hear what he says.
It's a tough one. You know, joke or not, you know, I just don't think it's, you know, the right thing to do there, especially, you know, given the history, you know, especially the series in Chicago, kind of a little bit of beef between Anderson and JD. And, you know, Anderson's one of the best shortstops in the game and a big part of MLB and, you know, what's going on here, how we can grow the game. And, you know, JD for that one game suspension. I don't know. I just don't think it's, you know, on JD's, you know, he made a mistake, you know, owned up to it. And, you know, now we got to move on.
Go ahead, Rob.
No, I find that to be interesting that, you know, with teammates in baseball, and I know Josh Donaldson just got to the Yankees, Chris. This is his first year there, but he's been on a lot of teams. He's kind of worn out his welcome at a lot of places, even though he's a really good player. He really is. And it was interesting just to hear Judge and even Judge talking about Tim Anderson and what a great player he is and, you know, a face of the game and basically that he thought it wasn't right that Josh went there and given the history. I applaud Aaron Judge for even tackling it. We got ex-players, Chris, who won't even touch this.
I don't know why anybody would be afraid.
I agree. I don't think it's that controversial to just chime in on it, whether you, you know, your take on it. We're not asking you to bury Josh Donaldson, are we? No.
I think Judge actually, Rob, did a good job of, I think he was honest. And I think he kind of backed up Anderson and that he didn't think it was right. But he kind of did it without throwing his teammate under the bus. He didn't back Josh Donaldson.
No.
But he also didn't bury him. He didn't bury him at all,
but he didn't. Right. And for your teammates, you know, in baseball, Chris, to not have your – like I said, I'm still waiting for the first person to say, hey, this isn't Josh. You guys don't know him. We know him. You know what I mean? There's no – we just haven't seen one of those quotes, have we? Just not one.
I haven't. Now, and speaking of quotes, Tim Anderson spoke today, Rob, on – because, you know, I said, look, I'm waiting to hear Anderson's comment
to hear more
about
from him,
Jackie.
Right.
Yeah, because he didn't really address it in full. And today he talked about it. Rob G., I don't think the sound is good. Can you read – Anderson's quote about it?
Yeah, unfortunately, he was speaking in a scrum and he had his mouth turned away from the microphone.
So from this microphone, so it wasn't good sound.
But here's what he said. He did say that, referencing to Donaldson calling him Jackie, and I told him, we never have to talk again. I don't speak to you. You don't speak to me. If that's how you want to refer to me, I know he knew exactly what he was doing because I had already told him.
And here's the thing, Rob. It definitely sounds like Donaldson was just lying, right?
That's what it sounds like.
He made it sound like one of two things. Either we were kind of cool, you know, and we kind of had this jokingly, I call him
thing
Jack
going
because
on,
of that
right.
SI article, and, you know, or at the very least, you know, he didn't make it sound like, he certainly didn't make it sound like Anderson had an issue with it.
Right.
Because he actually said, if something's changed, let me know. Like,
but Anderson's saying it was never
good. You were cool with it. Right. Now, do I know if it was racist connotation? I don't know. The article does give him an out, right? The fact that Anderson referred himself as Jackie, I think erroneously, he shouldn't have even compared himself to Jackie Robinson. Certainly not for making the game fun. But that gives Donaldson an out to say it wasn't race. It was just that he called himself freaking Jackie Robinson, okay? But what it seems like, Rob, is at the very least, Donaldson's just a jerk. I mean, from Liam Hendricks' comments to, as you said, moving around from team to team, and this, if you want to get under his skin, oh, what's up, Jackie?
Right. You know, what does that mean, though, like, Chris, now, other than getting that you're trying to get under his skin?
Right. Which keeping it real, Rob, that's fine.
No, I know, but I'm saying.
I mean, if we're opponents and I'm trying to get under your skin, fine.
But don't make
do
it like.
Don't do it in a racist way, but I don't know if that, I got to be honest. I can't say 100% that's racist because you did refer to yourself as Jackie Robinson. And so now I can be, oh, yeah, you Jackie Robinson. Okay. You know, or maybe you feel like that makes him uncomfortable because that's such so much to live up to or whatever, and it can get under his skin and make him not perform as well. So, bottom line is it does sound like Josh Donaldson was lying, And at the very least, he's a jerk. I don't know if he had racist intentions or not.
Yeah, and remember, it was Tony La Russa who brought that up, Chris. And right. That was the strange part.
Well, because when you hear it, Rob, right. I don't know. My guess is La Russa didn't know about the SI. You know what I mean? Don't you think that's the case?
Probably not.
When I first heard it, I was like, oh, that's racist. Like, just all out of the blue.
Yeah,
calling Jackie when there aren't that many African Americans in the game anymore.
Where does that come from? Right. And you're trying to make like a joke about something with Jackie. Yeah, it was definitely weird. But again, I always look at reaction from the people closest to you, Chris, like your people who supposedly know you a little bit better.
Right.
And I just don't see any support from any. I really don't. And I think when you bounced around, it just I don't see anybody stepping up to say he's a great guy. I don't know where this came from. You know what I mean? Vouch for him.
That's why it seems at the very least he's a jerk. But you're right. Even in the fact that no one has said, look, I don't agree with everything Josh does.
Okay? But
Josh has had his issues here and there. But I know he's not a racist. You know what I mean? Like, nobody's saying that. So, I don't know. It's tough because again, in baseball today, there's long, Rob, now been talk about the dearth of African Americans. And even you can even see that in Judge's comments. When he says he's one of the, obviously he is a great player and he's one of the faces of baseball. But what else does he say? He's going to help grow the game.
Right.
He's a key guy in helping grow the game. He's a great African-American player. He's, you know, got some swag about him.
Big-time swag. And he's a great player. Chris won a batting title already.
Yep.
He is really one of those guys.
Right. So that is there, and I think that's why it's so sensitive around this situation. But I will say this. I got no problem with an opponent trying to get under a guy's skin.
Oh, yeah,
do
there's
it
certain things, but
right.
Exactly. I saw Bob Costas, Chris, on CNN talk about it. And, you know, Bob is very thoughtful and is usually, you know, even keeled and even tempered. And he kind of said what you said about, you know, getting under somebody's skin or saying something, but this just seemed to be off base, the Jackie reference. That was it.
Yeah.
Not that you can't try to rib a guy, it just seemed a little off center.
Well,
would
you agree? And he may not care one iota about the article. You know what I'm saying? But the article, the fact that he did compare himself to Jackie Robinson, does give Donaldson an out.
I mean, he could go
like if he just pulled it out of the blue and he never had referred to him as Jackie Robinson, and you're calling him Jackie, to me, that's definitely racist. Because then it also implies, like, you one of only a handful of black guys playing this game nowadays.
Right. You know, or you're just one out there. Like, you want to call him Jackie.
Right. And so, but the fact that he called himself Jackie does give him an out. He used it clearly.
Yeah.
And it seems like he went too far with his, you know, explanation with it because obviously Anderson doesn't seem to feel that way.
Right, doesn't seem, and you got to have two parties to say. That's what I'm saying. Like, why would he react like that, Chris, if he's been doing this for a couple years now? That article came out 3 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Like that's the part. And then I think Liam Hendricks had a great point that if you have a kind of inside joke, usually it's with somebody who's you're cool with, not on the opposing team or some enemy, you know, quote unquote enemy.
Unless
that doesn't
you're trying
sound like,
to get under a guy's skin, and there's
not,
no
doesn't
room
sound like an inside.
That.
Exactly.
Right.
That's
well,
it.
I don't know if you saw Doug Glanville, Rob, today. He was on First Take with Stephen A. And he was interested. He clearly thought it was racist. And he said, you know, former MLB player Doug Glanville, he said, you know, it's up to me to determine what you call me. Like, if you can't just call me anything. And I get where he's coming from, but in sport, like, if I'm covering a guy on the basketball court and I want to start calling him a name, you know, nothing, something that's in bounds, then I feel like you can do that in the spirit of competition. And if he don't like it, so what? Like, if I'm calling you, you know, I don't know, whatever. I don't know. Just a name. You know what I mean? Like,
Right. But it has to be, I know what you're saying, but there still has to be, if he's not cool with it, it's not going to fly. And I remember.
If we're competing, I don't care if you, I'm trying to get under your skin.
Yeah, but Jackie is a soft spot, a sore spot.
Well, that's where I say the article gives him an out.
Yeah, but I don't think that still gives him where you have to be cool with it to bring up Jackie's name in that light.
No, you might not be cool with it, but my point is,
I know what you're saying.
I'm trying to get under your skin. I'm trying to throw you off your game.
Right, but I could see where there would be pushback, and that's what Tim Anderson gave him. I think I told you this before with the Tigers when Kirk Gibson, Chris, was a coach on the Tigers. Right. The Hispanic players, the Latin players on the team, his nickname was Two Hit. That's what they called him.
Kirk Gibson, because of his famous couple hits.
Because he had his two big home runs in the World Series.
Right.
So they would be like, whenever he was in some conversation or argument, they would say, "Be quiet, Two Hit." That was his nickname.
Right. Did he feel about
it? He liked it. He thought it was funny. You know what I mean? Did have two of the biggest home runs in World Series. So that's different. You know what I'm saying? That's affectionate.
And I think this too, Rob. I don't think any African-American player wants to be pitied and treated like, oh, we got to walk, we got to treat him with kid gloves and this, you know what I mean? And I don't think Tim Anderson or any player wants that. You know, I'm not going to crack. I'm not going to crumble because somebody calls me a name. I'm just not. All right. And we're stronger than that, you know? And so I think that's something to be aware of too. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Like I said, we got Trolling or Rolling coming up at the bottom of the hour. And then, of course, we end the show with Trash Talking Tuesday, 877-99 on Fox. But next, sounds like the NFL is ready to right a wrong. We'll explain next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app.
Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, we're the Odd Couple, and we're brought to you by AutoZone.
So what is this, dealing the with 50s? A dead battery, where are we? What is this?
Heavy one? Where you get this at, man?
Oh, I actually got this off of Breaking Bad a few years ago.
Wow.
And I believe it came out in like the 80s.
Great show.
Really?
Okay. Great show. All right, we're brought to you by AutoZone. So if you're dealing with a dead battery, that's where you go. AutoZone. Let me say it again. AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head on over to the Zone. AutoZone is your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. All right, Rob, the Pro Bowl, finally, the NFL is going to do something with us. Rob G, explain what's going on with the Pro Bowl.
So multiple outlets reported earlier on Tuesday that the NFL is looking at abolishing the Pro Bowl altogether.
Thank God!
And Commissioner Roger Goodell did confirm at the NFL owners meetings earlier today that the league has spoken to players and teams and is now exploring alternatives to the week-long celebration. He didn't elaborate exactly what it is, but some have speculated maybe a flag football game, maybe some kind of skills competition, which they already did a little bit, but to do away with the game itself entirely is the headline.
Well, that's good, because the game is worthless. It's the worst all-star game. All of them are becoming pretty bad. Pitcher in the baseball, you don't get to see the guys play much. Basketball.
But at least you play the game. You don't toss the ball underhand.
I want to see a great pitcher.
No, I know, but I'm saying
one inning.
I know, but I'm saying you don't play differently. It's the only difference on the field.
Whatever. But it's not what it used to. It used to be great. It used to be competitive.
It's still better than the other ones, but
it ain't better than the NBA. It ain't better than NBA.
NBA All Star game?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, look, this is obviously a difference.
Chris, the score's almost 200.
I don't care. It's better than baseball.
crazy. You, look, it's I a disagree
different,
with that.
It's a different. You like baseball better than basketball. I like basketball better than baseball. So that's clearly what this is. But
nah, if you ask other people, a basketball All-Star game is not good. It's not. It's not the Pro Bowl.
Neither is baseball. Baseball's terrible. Sorry.
There's just no way that the game
to 199
is not a basketball
game. But
the
fourth quarter, how many times last year Steph Curry went for 50? What happened in Major League Baseball All-Star game that equaled that? I'll wait.
They play a regular game. They don't.
I don't care. What they don't spoon feed Steph Curry scoring.
They don't spoon feed a guy and make it an exhibition like that.
Can you give
they
me
don't
an
say,
answer? No.
Hey, Aaron Judge, here you go. Well, Steph, we're not going to guard
you. Score?
We're not going to guard you. Just go
they
ahead and shoot.
See,
and then when it came time for him to break the record, right, he missed that shot. But anyway,
let's get to the NFL. I don't want to argue over some foolishness that you being foolish because they didn't let Steph shoot. They're competing in the fourth quarter with the new rules. So, but anyway, here's what I think they should do with the Pro Bowl, Rob. I like Ephraim's suggestion that they go back to after the Super Bowl because then you could actually have guys that made it, you know, that had competed in the Super Bowl but made the Pro Bowl be there. And it could be more of a celebration. I don't know about a concert and all that. I mean, I don't know, maybe. But I do think, Rob, what you do is you make it a vacation. Maybe you throw in a concert, like Ephraim said. But you could have a big event show, like the ESPYs, like the Grammys, like the Tonys, whatever, the Oscars. And it could be in Hawaii, and that's where you announce the regular season award winners, the MVP, the Offensive Player of the Year, the Defensive Player of the Year. First team all pro, all of that could be announced at like a banquet. It's on TV, just like the Oscars. I think that would be live. And they already do these skills competitions, which are, you know, okay. I mean, I gotta be honest, I'm not that into them. But I do think, Rob, if they, and we've talked about this before, you and I, we loved superstars when we were kids. And I get it. We didn't see the athletes as much as we see them today. So maybe it seemed better than it actually would be now. But I would love to see the athletes compete in like superstars competition. And I mean like a 40-yard dash. Oh, and I know they had it last year, but your boy Tyreek Hill didn't even run hard. A 100-meter dash. A bench press competition. A squat competition. Obstacle course, things like that. I would like to see that. And I think you'd have to incentivize the guys, you know, to run the 40 hard. So you put out a nice chunk of change for the winner, you know, you win the 100 meters, you win this amount of money. You get a trophy, fastest man in the NFL, whatever it is. So I would like to see some of that, Rob, incorporate. I think that would be hot, and I think it would draw ratings.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Pro Bowl does decent already for people to watch just because there's nothing on during that time.
And
you
football,
know what I mean? It's a lot
of
stuff,
people,
right?
But that's why it would be good after the Super Bowl because people still have that taste for football at that point.
But it does say a lot when the NFL just realizes that the players don't even want to be involved in it. And I just think with football, Chris, even with you trying to incentivize it with money, these guys are making a lot more money. They're just not interested, and they don't care. In the old days, they cared about a free trip to Hawaii with their families because they weren't making a lot of money. And I'm not relatively average
to
people. But today, they're making millions. I'm not going to Hawaii. It's a long flight. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of stuff. I don't want to go in the circus.
But what if you had the event? You don't think the event, the whatever you called it, but something equivalent to the Oscars where you were going to be – you might be named Offensive Player of the Year or whatever. You don't think that would draw guys? They'd be like the ESPYs.
Yeah, I'm. It's a good question. It's really a good question, and I'm not positive that they still would take part in it. I'm just not, because there would have to be an incentive. Okay, I sat through this thing for 3 hours and they didn't call me. It's the reason that they don't bring all the players for the Heisman Trophy you know, banquet. You know what I mean? Like everybody who played college football doesn't come, and I'm not saying everybody could win, but they pick a handful of people to show up because they don't want to bring everybody there and have them sit there for no reason. So I don't know. I hear your point of trying to do something different, but I don't know where the players' heads are and how after the season is over they really want to do anything. And because I think that's why there is none. You would think that the Pro Bowl in Hawaii and the way it was set up for years and years and years, that why would you go away from that?
Well, they did. Guys can't play in that game. That's the, you know what I mean? That's the biggest thing, is you can't have that game. That's just ridiculous. In football, no. Basketball, baseball, not as great a chance of getting hurt. But anyway, we got Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss coming up. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, thank you, Gas Man. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. It's time for Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady. He's done.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to kiss me riding dirty.
It's Trolling or Rolling.
That's right. It's Trolling or Rolling. And if Rob and Chris like the story that I read, you hear the roll sound.
They see me rolling.
And if they don't, you hear the troll sound.
Oh, man. Hey.
Bradley Beal and Damian Lillard have been, gotta be, the two most Photoshop athletes in the history of Photoshop, as fans have tried to put them on their favorite team. Well, it looks like both will be staying put, as reports today say that Brad Beal is nearing an extension with the Wizards organization. Chris, trolling or rolling, Brad Beal staying in D.C.?
Well, I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
I'm rolling in that I do think that's going to happen. So if I'm not sure if that's how you're asking it, but I'm rolling
like
with that.
It? Do you like him?
Yeah, I'm trolling.
I don't like
that. Yeah, I would be trolling.
Oh.
And here's my thing. Bradley Beal not even exploring other opportunities out there. It just bothers me. And I've saluted Westbrook for wanting to stay in Oklahoma City. Iverson for wanting to stay in Philadelphia. Lillard for wanting to stay in Portland, because at least their teams were somewhat close. They were perennial playoff teams. They had been the conference finals, if not the finals. And you could legitimately think, hey, the right move here or there, we can get over the hump. The Wizards ain't nowhere close to getting to the freaking finals. They barely make the playoffs, or the play-in for that matter. And Bradley Beal is just like, oh, yeah, I'm definitely up in it. From a lifestyle perspective, do what you want. It's your life. You're fine to do. I'm not going to critical of that. From a basketball perspective, it makes me feel like you just cool being on a bad team. Because that's what y'all are, bad. You're not close. You're not a contender. You're not a player or two away. You're bad. And for you not to even look, consider going elsewhere, even listen, it just irks me.
I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
He's happy there. He's not trying to chase anything. He's just going to say, hey, this is my team. I'll try to build it my own way. Do a Giannis. So if he's happy, everybody ripped Giannis for staying in Milwaukee.
Giannis was close.
Everybody said, I'm just saying, but Chris, you, and I think you said it, and you tell me if I'm wrong, you didn't think he would win a championship in Milwaukee when he resigned.
But I thought he'd be close.
But did you say that, right? You didn't think he would,
I don't know
right?
if I said it, but I didn't think he would.
Okay, and I'm just saying.
You can't compare freaking Bradley
Beal.
I'm
just saying Giannis is the blueprint. That's all.
Oh, real? Okay, so that's the blueprint Bradley Beal is following. Okay, great. We got a segment for tomorrow.
You know, they're flirting with the eighth seed a few years in Bradley Beal's career so far. But Trolling or Rolling, I couple Fox Sports Radio.
You agree with me, Martin Weiss. You know that.
There's no way. Go somewhere to win. But The opening to The Odd Couple has one of you two yelling, Aaron Rodgers isn't having a Pro Bowl season.
That's Chris Broussard.
Teams that betters might not think that Rodgers will have one next season coming up. Rodgers is currently behind Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, and Tom Brady in MVP odds. Chris, trolling or rolling, Aaron Rodgers has no shot being the back-to-back-to-back MVP.
Wow. That's a good one, because you're right. He has won the last two. Whew. But I'm going to say I'm going to troll that.
Oh, man. Hey.
I don't think he'll win the MVP. I get it why he's behind some guys. But I'm not going to go as far as no shot. Because if they go, say, 13-3 again, or, you know, 13-4, 14-3, whatever, and he puts up great numbers with, you know, with guys we're looking at as mediocre as far as receivers, then I think he'd have a shot. Again, not who I'm going to pick as far as my preseason favorite, but I'm not going to go as far as no shot.
Yeah, I'm trolling it because you said he has no shot, right? So I'm trolling the idea that he has no shot. I'm with Chris. If he puts up great numbers and they win a lot of games, win the division again without Devontae Adams, there's no way you're not going to look at him and say, how? They were 7-0 without Devontae Adams in his last seven games, or 9-1, Chris, in his last 10, right? If they put up numbers, win games with no Devontae Adams, he's going to be in the hunt for MVP.
You'll have to at least consider him.
You'll have to consider him.
And then other guys might have down years or might not win enough games. So, yeah, I just can't say no shot.
Trolling Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Now, Idris Elba has played all types of awards, from kings to drug dealers, detectives to Nelson Mandela. But there's one role he may not play anytime soon. Elba told Michael Jordan he wanted to play Jordan the businessman on the silver screen, and Jordan said he's not ready for that story to be released yet. Now, Chris, rolling or rolling, the actor Idris Elba is a good choice to play Michael Jordan.
Well, I'm going to roll with it.
They see me rolling.
The first thought is, you need somebody tall. I don't know how tall Elba is. You know how tall he is, Martin?
It's Hollywood, man. Don't make anybody 6'6".
Right, it's Hollywood, and most of the other people won't be tall either. So
all they do is have you stand on the box, Chris, like when they take your celebrity pictures.
He's 6'2", too, so, which is tall for an actor, 6'2". So, all right, so I'm fine with that. First of all, I'm also like, look, I don't care about – I mean, I don't want to say I don't care about it. But I want the story of Michael Jordan. I don't want the story of Michael Jordan, the businessman, all right? If you want to include that at the end, fine. But I want the story of Michael Jordan, the basketball player. But I'm rolling with Idris. I think Idris would do a great job. Looks, you know, it don't really look like Jordan, but close enough where he could play him. So, yeah, I'm rolling with that. That'd be a good choice.
Yeah, I'm rolling with it as well. And I'm with Chris. Do the entire story. I don't want to hear about him, the business part. I mean, I respect.
How interesting would that be?
I don't think it's that interesting.
Like, you know,
I just don't.
Right.
But I respect where he is and being a billionaire and all that. Right. But I'm not that interested.
No.
I can't believe this. Rob G, I'm trolling Rob Parker right now. You're telling me the man who can't find a shirt not to sell, the man whose Instagram is full of apparel, he's hocking for MLB Bro or the Odd Couple, or you named it, Rob Parker's selling it. You don't want to see how the greatest shoe salesman in the world got busy? Michael Jordan? I'm surprised.
Well, at one point, I do. At some point, my business prowess will be on the silver screen. Yes.
Okay. Oh, that's boring, too. That's boring, too, Martin.
Yeah, right. That's right. You know it. Bye.
All right, brother. Thank you. We appreciate you. All right. Trash Talk is next. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to call in. You got 30 to 40 seconds to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports, and we will not interrupt you no matter what you say. Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
All right, I know Rob likes this. I do too. All right, with prices soaring at the pump,
the Stones,
Discover has your back with cash back. Use Discover to earn 5% back on gas stations and Target stores. Now through June, on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. Learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations do apply. It's time for Trash Talking Tuesday.
Don't you ever talk about me!
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right. Chris, let's kick it off with Fernando in Vegas. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
First off, to the caller last week, it's Trash Tuesday, not Honey Bunny Tuesday. I'm trashing the sports media on Tiger Woods. Here comes Tiger. He's coming back. He was in 200th place. Next update, he's in 150th place. It's over. Tiger's done. He's finished. He's washed up. Time to go play at the Senior Tour. Have a good night, guys.
All right.
Man.
No love for Tiger.
No love for Tiger at all. Nothing. You know, man, he could barely walk the course.
Right.
Forget about playing golf. Jordan, in Atlanta, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
I want to trash the NBA in general. First off, you guys have been doing a great job. So much that I couldn't even call a few weeks ago. I wanted to trash Steve Kerr for crying about breaking the code. But the NBA has just been boring, like Rob said earlier. All these blowouts have been kind of trash. Everybody getting hurt. I just kind of lost interest after Ja got hurt. I was kind of getting back into it, but this Mavericks series has been boring. So, yeah, it's been kind of trash.
All right. He sounded like he was in
next
like the laundromat
of a speaker or something. But yeah, he got to call him.
All right, here we go. Our man Sean in Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, my MLB bro? Did we lose Sean?
I guess so.
We lost him. All right, let's go. I gave him a nice intro, and look at that, nothing. Lunchbox. In Dallas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
I am trashing J.J. Redick. Koozie, there is something the younger generation does that we do. We don't talk back. We put out diss tracks. I got you, my boy. You just the old man in the three. I got big rings with a beat, something you'll never see. Talking smack on the east. Yeah, call me Koozie like I'm plumbing because I'm draining it. Pulling up on you like I'm Seth. Boy, I'm dangerous. Playing with that fire, man, you can't handle this. I'm a Hall of Famer, boy, you just an analyst. JJ, stop it!
I like it.
Lunchbox, like my it. Goodness.
Was who was that?
Lunchbox.
That's his name, Lunchbox?
Was he a Peanuts Lunchbox, Chris, or a Dukes of Hazzard Lunchbox? Lunchbox.
Man, I like it.
That was good. Good job.
Maybe we should have more guys call up here and rhyme.
Man, that was pretty
dope.
Good.
Yes, yeah,
no doubt. Right? Hop off our buddy Kevin in Culver City. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Kevin?
I hate to do this. It's not trash talk, but I got trash talk, Genie Buzz. Come on, Genie. You had a trade on the table for Christian Wood and John Wall. You don't want to take on any big salaries. You could get Malcolm Brogdon and Buddy Hield. Now, do the right thing. Bring Jerry West back to the organization. You can still have your homegirl, Linda Rambis, in the front office and everybody, but bring the logo Jerry West back for some organizational stability. Have James Harden opt into his contract, trade Westbrook for James Harden, and have the beard on a one-year deal here, and then get a big contract and have James Harden talk to Jerry West and Anthony Davis and LeBron James and get this stuff figured out and get back to winning championships. Do a business, great business thing, business mind. Bring Jerry West back and trade for James Harden, and let's go win this championship.
Well, I do agree with the Harden, or the West, Jerry West part, Rob.
No, they took away his season tickets, so I doubt that they're hiring Jerry West.
Right,
okay,
right.
Chris.
He should have never been any other organization. Come on.
Okay, right. But it's just not true. Right. I saw the story about him taking his tickets away. So I can't see. Genie Buss and those guys would probably be too what's the right word? Insecure around him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like no doubt.
Do we have time to squeeze Joseph in? Yes?
Joseph
in Indiana. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Joseph?
I'm trash talking IU basketball for getting rid of my name, Dane Fite. This man should have been the head coach, the star, instead of Woodson. I have all the respect for Woodson being an old IU guy, but he's old enough to be those guys' grandpa. They should have brought a young guy in to be like more like an older brother type, because you're never going to get another Bobby Knight. But Dane Fife would have been the right way, and to all IU fans, Mike Davis was not a bad coach. He should have won the national championship, but you got to learn to go the path. Bobby Knight, the years of Bobby Knight are done.
All right.
Oh my.
Well, they haven't been good consistently, Rob, since Bobby Knight.
Yeah, but they couldn't keep him around, though.
Himself. Right. But I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Like, they were North Carolina, Duke, all that. You know, they were right up there with those teams. And now, every blue moon, they're okay, you know? But So tell us who you trashed on Deadspin.
Yep, just Josh Donaldson and just the whole thing. I think if you're going to go that route, you got to know that the person you got supposedly the inside joke with, Chris, that they know it as well. So that's the way I just look at it. If you're going that route, yeah, how about you?
Well, I haven't even thought about who to trash.
Okay, Rob G, you got anybody?
I do. This is an easy one. I'm trashing Chris Broussard.
Uh-oh.
Because he's an all-NBA voter who didn't realize that if he voted Joel Embiid as a forward or a center, that this might ruin his chances of making first-team All-NBA. No,
it wouldn't have mattered. It was Chris's vote. Because
I could have done the same thing.
I could have done the same thing
to Jokic.
See?
I could have done the same thing to Jokic. He could have got hurt.
Blame Chris Broussard.
We have trash talk. You're supposed to trash whoever you want.
And you're supposed to be quiet, Chris.
He interrupts every single time someone trashes.
You are a producer. You behind behind the scenes.
Wow.
Stay in your lane.
You hear that? Rob G, you hear that? How he treats you? Remember that.
You shoo. Please. All right. Keep it locked. It's Jason Smith and Mike Harmon next. And you know what those dudes do. They bring fire.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait.
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.